Well, as mentioned, a tough weekend for Wisconsin. You know, if Miss Wisconsin didn't win Miss America, I mean, this would have just been one of the most depressing weekends in history of the state. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. And Brian, I was at the game yesterday. I know a lot of people went to this one. And I didn't cry this time around, but I did have like a tear-type substance in my eye as early as the first quarter. It was just one of those games where Packers couldn't get anything clicking. By halftime, I was ready after that Hail Mary. I was ready to pack it up and go home. I'm not normally a negative fan like this, but it just did not feel like the Packers' day yesterday, Brian.
It's a tough one to swallow after going 15-1 in the regular season. You just don't expect those types of teams that do that well in the regular season, to exit so early in the playoffs. It's a tough one to swallow. The Giants were hot. And the Packers, they were cold at least yesterday.
It just wasn't the same team that we've seen all year. It was an anomaly. I can't really describe it. The Giants, however, after seeing them a couple times at Lambeau Field, something with the way they look at Lambeau under the lights, I just think they feel more comfortable there than they do it at home. They don't have the crowd booing them all the time. The Giants are really making Lambeau Field kind of their home turf, and I'm sort of seeing the Giants to this generation become what the Cowboys were in the 90s, that team you just can't, for whatever reason, beat in the playoffs.
Yeah, for some reason, it's hard to pinpoint exactly why, but the Packers seem to be playing better on the road over the past two seasons than they are at home almost, and it's kind of an anomaly, not really usual, but, you know, that's saying the coaching staff will have to get back to examining and analyzing why that's happening and going to have to change that around. Yesterday, the Packers fumbled, lost three fumbles on offense. The Packers had lost three fumbles on offense the entire year, the entire 2011 season. So that puts that in perspective a little bit.
I think if there's any positive for the coaching staff, they don't need to look at any other tape than yesterday as far as the offseason goes, because all the problems that they have happened yesterday. On offense, you had drop after drop. On defense, you had just Giants wide receivers doing anything they wanted, open in coverage, catching Hail Marys. We got to look forward. We can't dwell on the negative too much, even though, by goodness, do I want Sunday to be here to see the Giants hopefully lose. I'm always more anticipating when the team loses because I need that next team to lose. Wasn't so lucky with the Brewers. Of course, the Cardinals won the World Series there, but waiting for the Giants to lose. Anyway, for the Packers, yeah, they have a lot of work to do, I think, most obviously on defense. What do you do when you're Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson? Do you draft strictly defense this time around, or where do you go here?
Certainly there will be a lot of draft picks on defense. They need help on the defensive line. They need another big body to help out B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett. They need a outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews. They really need pass rush production from that point. And they need help in the secondary, probably at both corner and safety. So there's a lot of holes for the Packers to fill. And thankfully, the Packers going to have probably a lot of draft choices, maybe is up to 11 or 12 this upcoming April. So that's something to look forward to if you're a Packers fan.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to be talking draft with you this early, but the Packers, of course, losing 37-20 to the Giants over the weekend, one of the tougher playoff losses in memory, just because it seemed unexpected. The Giants were a trendy upset pick, but normally when the whole nation thinks that an upset pick is going to happen, it doesn't. Unfortunately for the Packers, they fall victim to that. Offensively, they have some work to do there because there could be some guys that do not return. I think Jermichael Finley's status is up in the air, and Donald Driver, not sure if we'll see him again. He did not stick around to talk to the media after the game last night, got right out of there. It seems like it could be the end of the line for him. Driver, Finley, who's more likely to be in a Packer uniform next year?
My opinion is Donald Driver is more likely to be in a Packer uniform. Yes, he's closer to the end than he is the beginning. Donald Driver didn't have the seasons of old that people remember, but it's not like he was a liability this year. Maybe the Packers have to restructure his contract a little bit, but I think he'll be back and deserves to be back. JerMichael Finley, have no clue what he's going to do right now. He's a free agent. Packers could use the franchise tag on him, maybe. That they're going to have to do a little analyzing to find out whether it's worth it or not to do that. One guy you might want to keep an eye on the offense that could be gone is tackle Chad Clifton. If there's one pick to retire, he would be my pick to say goodbye to the NFL.
It's incredible. You go 15-1, and there seem to be just so many holes on the team as far as getting back. But what you do realize about yesterday's game is it's a lot harder than you think. I mean, 31 total fan bases. The feeling that we're waking up with this morning, most teams have already felt, most fans have already felt, and a couple more, three more are going to feel it. It's hard to reach the pinnacle in any sport, much less the NFL. And the fact that we were able to accomplish it last year the way that the Packers did speaks volumes about just how tough it is. You can't take anything for granted. Maybe next year, Brian, we root for the team not to go 15-1 and struggle to get into the playoffs so that they can find momentum and get hot. It seems that's the way to go in today's NFL. I don't know. I don't know what to say, Brian.
It's a difficult feeling. You kind of have to get hot at the end of the year. The Packers just need to put together a better performance than they did yesterday. I don't know if you're talking about hot and cold, but I mean, just the performance on the field, three fumbles, tons of drop passes, the defense giving up tons of yards through the air. Those things just can't happen, and you expect to win a football game, especially a playoff football game.
Well, Brian, I think that's going to conclude not just our coverage here, this segment, but I'm done talking about the 2011 Packers and maybe the Packers for a while until the draft. Any thoughts on a Super Bowl prediction at this point? Who you think you see? Do the Giants have a run in them? Are the Niners going to stop them? Any thoughts on who you think will get there?
Oh, boy. I haven't thought about it much. I'll predict 49ers, Patriots, and I'll go with the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I'm liable to change my mind, though.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We thank you for joining us all season long. Check out his work in the offseason as we get ready for next year already. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com.